com.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Jose's coming up. We're going to play his theme music, but I want you to listen to something. Colin just had the news, and I want to replay what this black man said. Just replay it.
The fury and the rage is just beneath the surface. And if this officer isn't held accountable with a felony indictment, we'll see what happens.
Am I the only person that is absolutely outraged at that?
No, because I heard it when I was in the back in the kitchen. Let me
restate what he just said, because here's what he's really saying. Regardless of whatever evidence they have, regardless of whatever witnesses, no matter what, even if we find out that it was justified shooting, if this officer doesn't get a felony murder indictment, we'll see what happens. Mm. Holy mackerel. What has happened? It better go down this way. No matter what, it better go this way, or we'll, what does that mean? We'll see what happens. You can burn the town down because they, like we did when OJ was found out. Oh, wait, no, we didn't. Even though most everybody, not just white people in America, jaws dropped. Nobody burned anything down. We'll see what happens. That's all. Hit the music. And now, away from that stuff, and on to fun things. And gadgets are fun things. I don't know that you could call a TV a gadget, although TVs are, they have become gadgets to some degree. iPads, cell phones, all that's computers, laptop, or desktop. If you have a question about one that you own or about one you're thinking about buying, do we have a guy for you? His name is Jose Hernandez. And every Monday, he answers people's questions and changes people's lives. That sounds like a little,
wow,
bit of an overstatement.
I didn't know he did all that.
Well, let me tell you something. If you're racking your brain and banging your head against the wall because you can't get something to boot up or read it, and somebody fixes it for you, your life changes. You go from having a miserable day or that day in your life to a good day. So that's what we're going to try to accomplish here. Here's how this works. I will give you the phone numbers, and you'll call. And it's first come, first serve. Jose will do his technologue. That would be a monologue about technology. And then he will take your questions. 314-969-KTRS. And please don't call unless you want to talk to Jose. That's what this block is for. 314-969-KTRS. That's 5877. Or 888-550-KTRS. Jose is brought to you by Oreck. You know the name as a vacuum cleaner manufacturer, and a really good one. But what you may not know is they have a lot of other great products, and you'll discover that when you go into any of the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Oreck is proud to present. Now, I'm going to do this number one more time. You better light these phones up. 314-969-KTRS. That's 5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Hello, Jose. Did you hear about Suge Knight?
No, what happened?
Got shot last night, yeah.
No. I know. Fine, upstanding young man like him?
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
He didn't shoot himself, did he?
No.
Okay.
I just hope it doesn't delay the next release of the next rap CDs. Because sometimes things get put on the back burner.
Right.
Because, I don't know, I can't get enough rap, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
That's good.
Anybody have anything to share with Jose or ask Jose?
Well, I did. We were talking off the air before Jose started. One of the cable companies in town, I'm not going to mention who it is.
That's right.
Was down for like almost a whole day.
Yes.
All over the country.
All over the country.
Yes.
And it was not a technically internet issue. It was a...
It was an addressing issue.
It was an addressing issue through their DNS servers. I know you know what DNS servers are.
I have no idea what you're talking about. All I know is nobody could get DSL. Nobody could get, or not DSL, but broadband.
DNS server, is that redundant? Because the S isn't, is the S in DNS server?
No, S is service.
Oh.
You have an address at home. It has a number and a street name and a zip code.
Correct.
A DNS server takes www.ktrs.com and converts it into a series of numbers.
Okay.
If you look up your address in the plat where your lien is filed or where your property deed's at, right. It says plot 20, book 7, plot 28, lot 15.
Why did you go look up my lot? That's exactly what it is. No, I'm just kidding.
That's fine. In any case, that's what a DNS server does, is it takes the English of KTRS.com or wherever you're looking for and converts it into the actual numbers of where to go find that server's address.
Okay.
So there was an issue with that, with this unnamed cable company.
Unnamed cable
company? Unnamed cable company. But, so that's who we have our internet through. So it was down. So I went, and, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the issue is. I'm reading people are saying that they're trying to call the number. It's busy. You can't even get through the 800 number.
Well, and it also affected retailers. We went to dinner at a restaurant over the weekend, and they had to do everything by hand because it screwed up their computers.
POS systems or whatever, their registers is all internet.
Three different stores I went in with, they said, I'm sorry, we've been so long, but we're having to do, our computers are down or whatever, and it was all Charter.
So I went to, there was a workaround. I went and found somebody that said, if you go in your router and change the DNS address, is that DNS?
Like,
address?
I'd know how to do that.
Well, I really didn't know how to do it either, but somebody, I mean, it was real easy. Once somebody gave you like three or four steps how to do it, you changed it from this cable company's DNS to Google has a DNS.
Has a free one.
A free one. So if you went in your router and changed that number to the Google number.
How do you get in your router? I don't know.
You bring up your network connection.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
I could go through stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not that difficult. So
you could do it, Frank.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So within 10 minutes, I was back online, and I'm still I'm going online reading all these people that are going, it's been 10 hours,
wow.
14 hours. Yeah. So, but I think it's all back to normal now, I would assume. This cable company never put out a statement saying, we're working on this. here's how you can. Well, of course, they're not going to point you to Google's way of getting around
this. But isn't it too bad that, and look, folks, you people who are listening, I'm at a pretty basic level when it comes to technology. And when Peon and Jose said, I could have done this, that tells me that he went to a place that said, click here, go to this, click this,
change these numbers.
Do.
It was that simple.
And if only everybody would have a way to know that, lots of people would have been spared this agony of not. We're so dependent now on being able to get online.
Yeah. Well, you went there on your phone. How did you get out to go look at
the internet? Of course. Yeah, the only way, you check on your phone and you see what's going on.
That's true, because you can't get out online.
Right. Charter won't, I mean, the cable company won't let you get out.
Right.
Wow, but I guess there'll never be a way. In other words, everybody's phone gets an alert that says Charter is currently there. Here's what you need to do. These steps. They're not going to do that.
No, and I found out first there's a map online where you can actually see outages, and there was a big – they do it by, like, almost thermal, where there was a big red circle over St. Louis, and it was, like, seven or eight other states. There's these giant red circles of outages, so
– Now, I don't mean to take up too much – but I just thought of something else I want to share with people, and I've said this before, and Jose will agree with me. Your television provider, let's say DirecTV, Dish, whatever, AT&T, or your cell phone provider, Verizon, AT&T, they're never going to call you and say, you know, we noticed that the plan that you're currently on, we have a better plan now that save you money.
Or same price, and you can get this much more.
I called AT&T today to disconnect a fax line at my house. I use three faxes a year, and I'm paying, like, I don't know, $300, $400 a year, whatever it is. So I said, it's just not worth it for three faxes. While we're talking, she said, what other AT&T services do you have? And I said, my cell phones are AT&T. And she says, okay, let me pull it up. She pulls up that we have a share plan. So in other words, my wife's phone, my phone, and our iPads have the same 20 gigabyte per month plan. She said, you're paying $360 a month for that. I notice we now sell that same package for $240. So she flipped a switch or whatever they do, and now I'm getting exactly the same thing I was getting, and it's over $100 a month less. But they would never have called me to tell me that.
No.
So here's the lesson. About every 6 months, call your provider and go, to pull up my plan and tell me if there's something. Now, I'm serious. And more often than not, you'll find out that, oh, there is a better package. We'll just switch you to that. But you have to do it.
But the ultimate question is, did you cancel the fax line?
Yes.
Good.
I did.
Good. Yeah,
I'm going to look into this e-fax thing.
I was just going to say, you need to check e-fax.
I am. I'm going to do some digging and see how to do that because I don't
need
that.
Do you just receive or send?
Send, both.
Even if you,
but again,
even
it's
if you
maybe,
send,
maybe,
you
six,
it.
Say maybe six times
a year. You need a scanner, though, then, right?
Not necessarily.
No,
well,
can,
if you're
going to
do it with software. Depending on what you're going to do, PDFs now can be set that if you have to fill stuff out, you can type into the PDF you were sent and then return it.
Okay, but what he's saying is if I wanted to fax somebody an article, I need a scanner. And
likely
have a printer.
The article is going to be paper. Likely it's online somewhere. You could go get the address and just email the address to the article and let them read it.
Well, my printer has a scanner. And you know what? I've never used it. I don't even know how to use it, but I'm going to learn.
There you go.
I'm going to learn. It's a plate, glass plate. You put it down, hit scan, and from there I don't know what to do, but I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, we just had to get a new printer recently because my wife's doing real estate now, so she has to have, you know, a fax, scanner, printer, all-in-one kind of deal, so we just had to get a new.
But you use a phone line for fax.
Right. Well, either way. I mean, you can do it.
You can just scan it into
the scanner,
and then
it's in your computer, and then you just send it by fax through your computer.
That's what I want to learn to do.
Perfect.
All right, sorry to eat into Jose's
time. No, you're fine.
Last time for the phone numbers. After Jose speaks, it's yours, 314-969-KTRS. We have to have a line open, 888-550-KTRS. Jose, what do you have?
Two quick things. iPhone 6 is coming out September 9th. It's supposed to have a 4.7 on a 5.5-inch screen.
You know what? That I will be interested in because I've had my phone for couple of years now. I think
magic how they figured out that might be available for you. They planned it to have the maximum number of expired phone contracts from the 4s and 4s to the
Of course they did. No, that's okay. I'll be ready.
If you're not that interested in the iPhone 6, how about an iPhone 5C for less than a dollar?
That's a little pricey.
Walmart. Walmart's clearing the 11,000 pallets they have, give or take, of iPhones out to get the new 6s.
And is the 5C, I think a 5S?
You have a 5S. You can get those for $79.
Okay.
5C, 16 gigabytes, 97 cents, down from $29. The 5S model, 16 gig, they're taking $20 off it. You can get those for 79 cents. And if you are a T-Mobile user and you recommend a friend to T-Mobile, they will give both of you unlimited data for a year. Just for having your friend sign up. And if you already have unlimited data for the year, T-Mobile will give you $10 a month for the year back, which is $120 credit.
Is this iPhone 5C, is that comparable to the S? What's the C stand
C is
for?
The cheaper version, the plastic one they made. It came in all the different colors.
Oh, okay.
The S is the one that came like gold, silver, and titanium or something.
Here's what I don't get. DirecTV has a deal where if I get Peon to go with DirecTV, I get $100, and then he gets $100 off. Who does that to people? Who goes to your friend and go, hey, man, so I can get $100, why don't you switch your TV provider? Who does that?
Same people that say the word Amway.
Wow, I can't bring myself to try to sell, become a salesman.
If you have a friend who's complaining about their current service, it wouldn't...
Maybe owes you a favor, or maybe it was a bet, I don't know.
I just wonder how effective
that really is. Because
we're
drinking one night, hey, try this.
What else you got?
That's it.
That's it. Off to the phones we go, and first up is Ken. Ken, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What's up, Ken?
I have a Samsung Galaxy S4, and I was wondering how you're supposed to, those new barcodes, how you're supposed to scan them or whatever to get information off of them.
The QR code, the square ones?
Yeah, the square
ones. If you head to the Google Play Store, there's an app I use called QR Code. It's just a code scanner. It scans them and tells you the web address, and you can either automatically go there or it'll give you information about them.
Oh, okay. So I need an app.
Yep.
Yeah, and I have an iPhone, but it's the same thing. I have the QR app. It is one of the most incredible things that phone does. Because I see in the newspaper, I actually read USA Today,
what?
And it'll have a little thing, and there's a QR code. And Ken, when you get this, you're going to be playing with it like crazy.
You just do it just to do it, though. You don't
I do it because I can't believe it works as well as it does. And then up comes a video I'm watching just because I snapped that little code.
It doesn't seem to be catching on like they thought it would, though, I don't think.
It looks like one of those old 3D pictures where you used to have to stare at them for a while.
But once I discovered it, Ken, you'll notice it's everywhere. It's in all kinds of print ads and stuff. And you just hold your phone up to it, and next thing you know, you're watching a video. It's pretty. It's just an app.
So yes, Ken, app in the Google Play Store.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. And Kay is here. Kay, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Real quick question. I have an iPhone, AT&T. I have an iPad, and then I have a smaller iPad I carry with me.
I think those are called mini pads and maxi pads.
Don't need those. Ah. I remember that age. Frank, I'm not quite as old.
That's what they should have called them, mini and maxi pants. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kay. Sorry.
Anyway, we have a little iPod that I like to listen to music at night. So I get on iTunes and I do my thing, and it goes on all these instruments except the little iPod. Now, what could I possibly be doing wrong?
So your iTunes recognizes everything but the iPod.
Right.
Is it an actual?
Do I have them all set up in a cloud, maybe, and I didn't include that one in a cloud?
Well, that's interesting. You might have needed to configure it to find the iPod. Have you tried just plugging the iPod in by itself with your computer?
Yes, I did.
What are you running the latest version of iTunes?
Yes. I just updated it.
Could it be an old iPod?
Last week. And I just had the Geek Guys out there about a month ago.
Uh-oh.
To set everything up.
How about age? Is it like a really old iPod?
Everything's brand new.
But it is an iPod.
New printer, new iPad, and then the new, bigger version of the iPad.
Unfortunately, I think you're going to have to call the nerd herd back.
I thought that's what you'd say.
Unfortunately.
Because
the other thing you could do is did you buy all the devices from the same store?
No. I bought them different, but it doesn't matter. The Geek Guys, I just work for the Geek Guys.
My question. Is there a limit on the devices you can have on an iPhone?
That's a good question.
On a library?
On an iPhone, on an iTunes account, there's five. You can have five devices that are authorized.
Okay.
So she sounds like she's within that.
I'm only using three.
Yeah, none of this
makes sense. So I have room for the iPod.
And the iPod is new.
Yes.
And I would if you don't want to talk to the nerd herd, and I completely understand why you might not want to.
This time they did me good. I've had them before, and I was real firm with them this time, and I said, I will cause a stink if I don't get my service.
There you go. Did you get the iPod from them?
Yes, I did.
Okay, then you're definitely going to need to talk to them.
Yeah, okay.
And it's just possible you could have a defective iPod.
Could be.
Well, no, it was working on my old computer. I could download music from iTunes. Hmm. It was working on my old computer.
Yeah, then if Jose can't.
Yeah, I gotta say, you need to chat with them. Something's going on with the authorization in it, in your iTunes.
Okay.
They should know what it's about.
Okay.
All right, Kay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You can hear people's voices. I mean, let me tell you, I read people. She's a good cook. She's funny. And she's married but not happy.
She was into you. I could tell that.
Thank you, Jose. I'm glad you recognized that.
I did.
Last call would be John. John, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, John.
I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what is going on with Channel 5 TV broadcast? I have a television set that measures diagonally 36 inches across, and I can't get all the picture anymore. If they show something with a caption, the ends of the caption, the first word and the last word, they're not all there. They're partly cut off.
It's a relatively new television set, I believe?
No, it's several years old.
How do you get your signal?
Through Dish.
It's a Dish network.
Yes.
Does the TV have the capability to set up? Because sometimes what happens is, in the initial setup of the televisions, you can pick the aspect ratio.
I don't know.
whether it's movie, which is 16 by 9, or it's 4 by 3.
There's a Zoom one.
There's all kinds of setup.
I can step in here. John, I also know for a fact that if you call Dish on your Dish Network remote, there is, you can go in the menu, and there is an adjustment for picture horizontally, vertically, that you can do from that remote.
Oh, okay.
And I know that for a fact with Dish Network, and I'll bet you that's the solution.
Because I don't seem to be having that problem on other channels. And
if it's just five, that now that we got a different issue here, because that doesn't make sense. Because what I'm talking about would change the
for every channel
with every,
for the TV
for the everything on the screen.
No, I don't have that problem with other channels.
Well, that's weird. Have you
called and chatted with Channel 5?
I have called them and and they refuse, or at least they won't return my calls.
Interesting.
That is. That's just one channel.
And when you call them, you don't get a person anyway. You get an answering machine.
Tell them you want to talk to advertising.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll get a person there.
You want to buy a bunch of TV commercials.
That's right.
Boom, they'll answer immediately.
The problem is the commercials just won't fit on your screen, and you need to fix that first.
Yeah.
Yeah, before I spend a lot of money with you, I want to make sure my customers can see it on
TV.
Right. There you go. Jose's got a good idea. Thank you, John.
Well, thank you.
Good luck.
There goes John, and there goes Jose. Boom. But before he goes, then what?
I went boom.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
You know what? You ruined the whole segment.
I know.
This is one of the best segments. In fact,
Jose, it's like a spasm.
Jose just passed me a note. Let me read it to you.
Boom.
Frank, I think this is one of the best segments we've ever had. And then you did that.
It was like musical Tourette's.
It was bong free.
Wow.
Bong.
Wow.
Hey, someone sent me a text that said the iPod Nano cannot get hooked to the cloud. So if she has Nano.
Okay.
That's correct. But her iPod is pulling from the iTunes located on her local machine.
Okay.
Yeah, Dan. Stupid idiot.
Boom.
Let's see. Oh, yes. Jose's email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And he is brought to you every week by Oreck. Yes, they make great vacuum cleaners, but they have so many terrific products for your home. Please stop in. Tell them your AM and the PM, and give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And off we go into the wild blue yonder. Is that the Air Force? Off we go up to North County. I just kind of redid the song with different lyrics to see John Landoff, or at least to talk to him. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
John, just back, just fresh out of the car after a five-hour drive from Dayton, Ohio.
Beautiful Dayton, Ohio.
University of Dayton,
U of D.
You know what I liked? I talked to him this morning, and he was in the car, and I said, you know, can you talk? He goes, oh, yeah. He makes his wife drive.
Yeah. Oh. That's the way to do it.
As it should
be. I did not make my wife drive.
No, I didn't say you didn't
drive.
Say you
I don't
made
make
her.
My wife, you know, I mean, she, this is her baby, her fourth, and he can't be really 19 years of age, and he's a big, stocky young man, Tim Landoff, but it was emotional, you know, but it's number four, and so she wanted to drive, take her mind off of, you know, leaving, you know, her last son in college, and I was able to work. You know, I had my iPhone, my iPad, and this way I was able to stay in touch with the world headquarters here of Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, and we conducted business all 5 hours of the drive.
Well, when we travel, there's never even discussion. My wife knows she's going to drive. And a couple of times she had said, oh, I'm kind of tired, can you drive? And I said, be quiet and keep driving. I've got business to take care of.
Pipe down and take these photos.
Stifle it.
Sort of like, just be quiet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I said,
that's
stifle it.
Very nice.
Stifle it.
I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Stifle that. But no, I was really working and got back here in time to help close a few deals. So they were busy over the weekend. We had a really good weekend. How was your weekend, Frank?
I don't remember.
You can't remember? Really?
Hot.
Oh yeah, it was hot.
Yeah,
that's right. It was hot. No, it was good. It was good.
I gotta tell you, it's hot outside. I mean,
how hot is it?
Yeah, how hot is it?
It's hot. It's real hot.
That's not funny.
And I said that I would not complain.
And
after the winter we had, I said if I ever complain about the heat, punch me right in the mouth. Will somebody come in here and punch me because I am complaining? It's hot.
No, no, I'm not after the pipe burst this past winter. If anybody does hear me go, whew, I can't stand this heat, seriously, slap me across the face because I'll take this any day. Pipes don't burst in the heat.
You're right. Okay. Yeah, it's not that bad out there, is it?
Mm-mm. And thanks for saying when we said how hot is it, you thanks for not saying hot, but not as hot as the deals at Londo. Thanks for not doing that. Yeah. Really.
I thought you'd do that.
No. That's what dealers
do. It's hot, but here it's red hot.
Ah! Yeah. that's what dealers do. Don't have anything better to do.
Boy, that is just right on cue. And unbelievable. But, we've been busy, and sometimes the heat brings a lot of customers out,
especially the ones whose air conditioners are broken in their cars.
Oh, could you imagine?
I see. You know what? I saw it again today, and every once in a while, I'll see somebody and their car window's down,
driving,
I know their air conditioning's not working, and I'm just thinking, man, oh man, I feel bad for that. But when the truth is, there was a time for us who are old, when nobody's car had air conditioning, and if you did, you were a doctor.
Oh yeah,
or rich.
They're driving with their windows up.
Yeah, they got it. Must have air conditioning. And you remember, every car had that front, the windshield had that dark tinted piece at the top that indicated that the car probably had air conditioning, because the non-air conditioned cars didn't get that tinted dark strip at the top of the windshield.
Really?
Long time ago.
I know it was. I'm old.
You remember that stuff, don't you?
I do remember, because my dad took me to school one day, and I made him roll up the windows so the girl that I saw on the front walk to the school would think we had air conditioning in the car.
Yeah, but you probably came out of the car
soaking wet with
sweat. Soaking wet.
Yeah.
Big armpit, big pit stains under your shirt.
My dad's 60.
You have hair back then, or would you?
No, I had hair in high school. My dad's 62 Chevy Bel Air.
Oh man, I had one of those.
A rock hit the windshield, so he had to have the windshield replaced. And I'm not making this up. My brother and I begged him for another $20. They would put in a tinted windshield with that tinted piece at the top, and he, just to shut us up, he had it put in, and now everybody will think we have an air-conditioned car, because we had that tinted
window. Those steering wheels were the size of tractor tires.
Yeah, yeah. Those were the days.
Yeah. Dan, did you just hear yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Those steering wheels were the size of a laptop. I mean...
That's a good impression. Oh,
that sounds just like me.
I said those steering wheels were the size of blood.
That steering wheel was the size of a tire. They were big. Yeah, they were big.
They were huge.
You remember they used to have a lot of play in the steering wheel.
Yes. Oh, so you could turn the wheel like 50 degrees and the car wouldn't move.
And then if you had someone, my old piano teacher, Mrs. Kretschmeyer.
You play the piano?
I don't. No. Kretschmeyer. No, my mom actually tried to make me take lessons, and I had this. Luckily, I got to an age where I could play sports. Luckily, I could drive, get away from it. So I played piano for a couple of years. But she was coming to buy a new car from us, and she had the play and the steering wheel of the car that she'd had forever. And we're driving down the road, okay? And again, it was hot as could be. The car had air conditioner, but she didn't want air conditioning on. So I'm in the passenger seat. I am dying. And then she's going down the road, and her hands are still going left, right, left, right, left, right. We are swerving all over the place. So I just kind of put my hand on her right hand, because she was driving. I'm in the passenger seat. I said, This
sounds sick.
Yeah, she thought you were hitting
on her. How old was she?
Mrs. Robinson.
You guys are weird.
No, how old is she?
You're weird.
How old?
She's in her 70s at the time.
And you're how old?
I was in my probably 21.
You know what? You missed an opportunity. If you wanted to give her the thrill of her lifetime, you should have reached over and grabbed her breast.
Yeah.
Because she's thinking at 71, no young man will ever want to touch me or look at me again. If you'd have just just a couple of squeezes, it'd have thrilled her to death.
Are you trying to seduce me, Mrs. Kretschmeyer?
Mrs. Kretschmeyer. Mrs. Kretschmeyer.
Oh, Kretschmeyer.
Hell, Mrs. Kretschmeyer.
It would have thrilled her to death.
How about if I tinkle on your ivories a little later?
See, that's disgusting. No, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Thank you, Dan.
None of this associated with my segment here,
okay? It's like throwing water. Water sports.
All the great AM and the PM listeners.
Let me make a special announcement.
This has just gone way too far for me. I'm
making a special announcement.
I'm going to, wash my face when I'm done with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet does not condone nor endorse necessarily everything you hear during this segment.
No.
Again, Johnny, these are not the sentiments of Johnny Landoff or Johnny Landoff
against
Chevrolet.
Against urination play.
Oh, it was that's gross.
Tinkling on the ivories means, is it tinkling or tickling? I don't know what that is.
Tinkling on the ivories.
It's tinkling on the ivories. That means just playing.
No, you're trying to do a pee joke. I'm not you talking don't know about what it was.
No, I wasn't trying to.
When did this go wrong? I don't know.
Could you play if you had to?
Any of you, let's talk about
my started with air conditioning and cars.
Hang on a minute. If you had to, could you play one song on the piano now if you had to?
I'm not talking about the piano any longer.
Okay.
I'm not talking about the
chopsticks.
Piano. I don't know why I brought it up, except that at that moment in my life, I was a little scared because she thought there was that, you know, quarter inch here or there play in the steering wheel, and it wasn't any longer, and we were going back and forth down the road. I had to just
sounds to me like she was interested in another quarter inch.
Another quarter inch back and forth.
Once again, Johnny Landoff does not condone or...
You can't say anything here,
no,
John.
You can't. You really
314-837-1800.
There you go.
We're going to be here late tonight. We had a great weekend. We were really busy in the heat. 314-837-1800. I was going to talk about my poor brother-in-law, Jim Ruck. He had kidney stones. He's had kidney stones for the longest time.
No, we just talked about that earlier.
We were just talking.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking to my sister, texting back and forth with Linda, and she's like, "Oh, just you know, he's in so much pain." And the later this week, they have to put him under, and they blast his kidney.
Yes. Yeah.
This is terrible.
The doctor wants to do that to me. I have one more stone floating around in my kidney. And he told me, he said, you'll have to take the day off because we'll have to put you out and everything else. And then it's painful.
You know what, though? You can do it yourself. You stick a firecracker in your
urethra.
In your urethra, Franklin.
Yeah.
And set it off. It'll blast that thing right out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
And I'll have a nice big hole to fall out of.
Yeah. I'll
save.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Landoff.com.
You snorted.
I'm signing off, okay?
We're going to send you more business than you can even handle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm hanging up now.
All right. Welcome
Goodbye.
Back. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he was no part of this. He's not even going to pay for that commercial.
We figured out to get him to wrap up his
to speed it up. Hey, you're right. He starts rambling. With
throwing
his
urethras in. And
we'll just tell everybody he tried to get a feel from his old piano teacher. And then he'll wrap it right up. That was John Landoff, and you know who we are, and you know who you are. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic and go airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, Dan, your commute is full of choices. Here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and the Mazda 6 are each a car and driver 10 best. So far, so good out here this afternoon. Southbound on 270, not seeing too many delays, headed south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Just a little heavier volume now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, but certainly not stop and go. Westbound on 64, headed out of the city. You're on the brakes now between Van Deventer and McCausland. West of there, it's a pretty good run all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Just to, you know, pockets of a little bit of volume headed west in that stretch, but certainly not stop and go this afternoon. Eastbound 55-64. You're on the brakes from about Tudor up through the 64 merge. It's a slow stretch there. Looking pretty good, though. Northbound on 55, headed towards the Poplar. Eastbound on Highway 70, no delays, headed towards the Poplar either. Seeing a little bit of volume now. Eastbound 270 up in North County around the bend, headed towards Lindbergh and 170. This update is brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Check out the designer sale. America's Best Designer Sale offers two pairs of single vision glasses for $69.95, including a free eye exam. It's a limited time offer. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, Big 550, KTRS.
The Big 550. Uniquely live and local.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-7955. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-7955. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-7955. That's 1-800-616-7955.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries closets, kids closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Hey, listen up. If you're one of those people out there who has a mortgage with a balance of $200,000 or more and an interest rate of 4.5 or more, you can literally save thousands of dollars if you act now. The situation in Ukraine temporarily has credit rates diving, and you could take advantage of this through Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And the best part is, no cost to you. All the paperwork, including the appraisal, will be at no cost. All you have to do is call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage. He'll take care of everything. Again, it's a temporary situation that can change at any time, totally dependent on the Ukraine situation. But it's a chance for you, the mortgage holder, to save thousands of dollars at no cost. You must act now. Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, stuartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675-6799.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
Martin Kilcoin here, and we're talking about amazing siding and windows. So let's talk windows. You've all heard those low-price vinyl window ads that are out there. Don't be fooled. You need to consider the Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows. Big misconception out there that the fiberglass windows are too expensive. Not the case. Not with amazing siding and windows. They allow you to buy from a Marvin authorized retailer, and it makes fiberglass windows affordable. These windows are 8 times stronger than vinyl windows and have 833% less expansion. They can be pre-finished in nearly any paint color or hand-stained to match nearly any interior trimmed prior to installation. Virtually maintenance-free. And how about this? They're energy efficient. That means you save money on your heating and cooling bills. Call today and save $125 off each window. That number is 636-230-5800. 636-230-5800. Online, AmazingSidingSTL.com. Offer ends August 31st. Limitations apply.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next GE refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City, where we stock truckloads of GE appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The most dangerous thing about planning for retirement is not what you do know, it's what you don't. Discover how to conquer retirement's unknown obstacles on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Oh, we got a couple minutes here before we have to go to Bill Cleveland, and Dean has been holding. Dean, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good, good. What's up?
Well, I just, you were talking about Tony Bennett in the last hour, and I had the chance to see him in a place near Chicago called Ravinia. It's one of those pavilions with a stage mm-hmm. and seating, like theater seating, but then they have lawn seating afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, the age range was 18 to 80. No. It was the most incredible thing I'd ever seen.
And there's no other performer his age that would
exactly.
draw that crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, he's played it really well. And your Tony Bennett impression is
weak.
Okay. You need to work on it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm almost thinking that it's not even worth working on. It is that bad. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no. I've tried working on it, and I can't do it.
Let me hear yours.
No, I don't do it. I don't do Tony Bennett. I've tried. I've never done it in public, so I'm not gonna start now.
What if it was great and you don't realize it? You don't hear it in your own head how great it is, and you're depriving the world of a great Tony Bennett impression.
You're such a smooth talker, man.
Let's hear.
I'll give it a shot, but I've never done Tony Bennett before.
Well, let's hear it.
If I ruled the world, every day would be the first day of spring.
I don't think it's that bad. No. I don't think it's that bad at all.
I never put it in the act, you know what I mean?
Well, I think you got a better chance of working on yours than I do mine.
Well, so. It's hard on the throat, too, because you're trying to get that little rasp in there.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever seen a guy by the name of Bob Anderson?
No, I don't think so.
The world's greatest singing impressionist.
The world's greatest what?
I kid you not. Look him up sometime.
His Bob Anderson.
Anderson.
I will. I'll look him up on YouTube.
And he does a Tony Bennett that's crazy good. He can talk like him and he sings like him, but he does an impression of Tony Bennett. And you know, and Alec Baldwin does a good impression, but he doesn't sing as well.
Right.
You know, when he does the singing part. But
Bob Anderson, I will check it out.
But yeah, check him out. He is fantastic.
All right, my man. All right, my man, I will. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, boy.
All right. Goodbye, Dean.
All right. Goodbye, Frank.
At least I didn't go, bye, Dean. Yeah, I didn't, you know, you thought that was coming, but it wasn't. Do we have Bill's music?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, there it is. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. Download it. You'll be glad you did. Great way to get a Laclede Cab, and that's the cab you want, a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, great, Bill. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Having a great day. And got a new story at BillOnTheRoad.com for you. Dayton, Ohio. You remember I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Mr. Londoff just drove back this morning from Dayton, Ohio.
Great, great little city. And if you are a fan of flight, or at least the history of flight, boy, is there a ton of stuff to check out in Dayton, Ohio.
Now, a ton of stuff would be 2,000 pounds of stuff. Do they have 2,000 pounds of stuff? That's a ton.
A ton, yeah.
Well, probably one plane would cover that.
Yeah, that's not much of an exhibit.
Those early planes wouldn't carry it.
They weren't very heavy. Sure. That's true.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They still have some of the Wright Brothers original planes that they made. And, of course, the National Air Force Museum is there. I'm not sure if you've been to that or not, Frank, but that is unbelievable.
I have not, but I would want to do that, yeah, someday.
That's cool. You can go on an Air Force One, the one that actually took Kennedy's body back from Dallas, and I believe Bill Clinton used it as his Air Force One.
Yes,
a lot of stuff
did, yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know if that's better than Tony Bennett. I'll give you that.
Okay.
All right. Well, the VMAs were on last night, and who cares?
Yeah, no kidding. Missed it.
Actually, Miley Cyrus is in the news today because she brought a homeless guy to the award show with her last night. Which, you know, I think that's great. It's about time somebody gave MC Hammer a break.
What's her counterpart's name over in England, the gal that sings Kilometery Silas?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
Kilometery.
Thank you. Oh,
brother.
Wow.
Bill got it.
You know, today's segment had some potential until that just happened.
I'm sorry.
Man.
Yeah, sorry.
Over the weekend, some hackers broke into and disrupted the PlayStation Network.
No.
It was awful. All weekend, gamers were forced to talk with their own families.
No.
Yuck. And finally, this afternoon.
Kilometery Silas. You guys get it?
Let's repeat it again.
Okay. That was great.
Well, a new study has found that men have a hard time reading women's facial expressions.
I don't.
The main reason, they're not usually looking at her face.
That's a good point.
Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. They are, as you know, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
And it's BillOnTheRoad.com. It sounded like he has the video up for Dayton. That's what it sounded like.
Or a story.
I don't know.
And either way, once you go to BillOnTheRoad.com, you're going to find several things. I think that I almost don't want him to know how good a job he does on that. You know what I'm saying? Because then he might get lazy or something. But he really does.
He'll get a big nose after you.
I think the expression is big head.
What?
Yeah.
That was good, though. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The home part, they don't build homes. That just means home entertainment room, the cabinetry for the home entertainment room. This would be somebody you'd want to talk to about that. And of course, especially, you want to talk to them about remodeling, and I mean total remodel of your kitchen and or bathroom or bathrooms. I actually went in the house one time, they had two kitchens. It was a really rich guy in St. Louis, and I couldn't believe it. Two kitchens. Now that's, I don't know, that's extravagant. Of course, Tom Price loves people like that.
Oh, yeah.
What? Two kitchens? Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can do both those kitchens. Most of us have one kitchen, and it's probably the room, in many cases, that more people congregate in more of the time than any other room. So why not make it right? Make it the perfect kitchen. Because you're not going to find the house with the perfect kitchen, but you can have the perfect kitchen in your house or bathroom. It all starts with a visit to their website or their showroom. Their showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270. And it's there's some construction going on. Don't worry about it. Just go on in or go to thompsonprice.com. Great hot weather joke coming up. 5 o'clock, the Big 550.